Trumois and Maisrois. Halacha Aleph, Al Pi HaTorah Tefila LeChavakuk B'Simen Yutes. The first halacha will be based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. For those that are familiar a little with Yoredeya, I believe probably the Torah that's used most throughout Yoredeya is this chapter 19, which is one of the long chapters of Likutei Moran that deals a lot with the topic of Lashon Kodesh versus Aramaic, and deals a lot with the topic of the klipos, the klipos that are all bad versus the klipos that are a combination of good and bad, like the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. That's a major turn in Likutei Moran. And Rav Nosson Zal, throughout Yoredeya, is constantly in Hilchos Shechita, all over the place, he's connecting to that Torah. Ki kol hadvorim koidem sho'ichlam v'nena mehem, tzorech lahagbiyom ulahaloisom lemalo el hakedusha. All food items in this world, or all pleasures in this world, before a Jew can benefit from them, he has to first elevate them and bring them into the realm of holiness. In order to draw spiritual life into that food item or into whatever that item of pleasure that he wants to benefit from. The Oz HaMeichel Roy L'Achilas Yisrael. And only then does that food item qualify to be eaten by a Jew. Before a Jew can eat from it, he has to first take the item and elevate it, plug it into the Kedusha, and thereby activate the spiritual life inside that item, the ability for that item to exude spiritual energy. Because before the Jew goes ahead and does what he needs to do, that food item, or whatever it is drawing its energy from the Eitz Hadas. She'al yodoi naflu kol hadvorim ben aklipois, whereby as a result of Adam and Chava participating in the Eitz Hadas, everything in the world, everything, especially all food items, fell into the hands of the klipois. V'al kein tzorech levorech koidem kol dovar sheroitzim lehonis menu, and that's why we are required to make a bracha before we partake from any food or any physical pleasure in this world. K'al yidei habracha shemevorchen umoidem l'ashem izborach shebora oisei adover, because through the blessing whereby we bless Hashem and we acknowledge that Hashem created that thing, al yidei ze malin oisei hadover umeirimim oisei lemalo l'sharosh shebikdusha. By making that bracha, we elevate that item and plug it into its source in holiness. We plug it back into Hashem. U'mamshichen lo yichius misham. And we give it the ability to draw life, spiritual energy from Hashem. We detach it from the Eitz Hadas and we plug it into Hashem. Ki al yidei hadibur shel habrocha shoyrim. Because through the words of the bracha that we say, Lamashal, for example, Boirei pri ho'eitz, Hashem creates the fruit of the tree. Aideze ki'ilu nivro hadovor mechodosh. It's as if we're creating that item anew right now. We're putting it through a new creation right now. Ki'ato nistaken. Because right now, when we said Hashem's name on that, we made a tikkun to it, and we gave it the ability to receive spiritual energy from Hashem. And therefore, that's considered literally as if we're creating the item anew right now. This will explain why we don't say bora, why we don't say past tense. We're making a bracha on something. Bara creates. Hashem created. Why am I saying bara? Hashem creates the fruit of the tree. He ain't creating it now, right? He created it 5,000 years ago. Wrong. Wrong. The fact that we make all the brachas in present tense usually, boire boire, shows that now when I'm saying this bracha, there's a new creation. I'm recreating this thing. I'm detaching it from the impurity of the Eitz Hadas that's on it, and I'm creating it anew. I'm connecting it brand new to the proper source, to Hashem himself, which is a source of pure, pure, holy energy. As Rav Nosson Zal explained and discussed earlier, way in the beginning of Yoredeya in Hilchas Nedorim, where he spoke about the incredible power that a Jew has with his mouth. When a Jew makes a vow, that a Jew has the ability to create new Torah, mamish to create a new mitzvah. V'zeh b'chinas truma u'maiser, u'maiser min ha'maiser, shu gam kein truma. With this, we'll be able to understand the truma that's separated. That's the first thing we separate. Truma is trei mea, 2 from 100, 2% that's given to the Kohen. Then from the remainder, we give 10% to the Levi. And then from the Levi's 10%, he's required to take out another truma. Truma's Meiser, it's called. From that 10%, he's required to take out 2% and give that to the Kohen. Vilechoira hadovor tamuha. Rav Nosson Zal says, this seems very strange. Me'achar shemitzvah lahafrish oy truma shniya. Since there is a mitzvah to separate a second truma, dahainu ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, which the Gemara calls, the Torah calls it also ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, a tithing from the tithe, from the portion that you give the Levi, we separate a tenth out of that and give that to the Kohen also. Why can't we do it all in one shot? Why does it have to be a three-step procedure? We know that there is no difference in Hebrew law between that first truma that the Israel separates out and the truma that's taken from the Meiser. They both have the same laws applying to them. Kishnehem lakoyin. Both of them are given to the Kohen. Ushnehem kidoishim bigdusha achas kidin truma. And both of them follow the same technical rules of truma. So why not combine them? We know how to add. Ach al pima de isa b'divrei rabbeinu neira yor. B'maymar vihino pishnayim. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran. Now note, he says here, Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, which means he's writing this during Rabbeinu Zal's lifetime. The Halacha Alephs, in most cases, were written while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. Rabbeinu Zal over there discusses the fact, Sheyesh Shtei Ruchais, that every tzaddik has two ruachs, two spirits, Ruach Le'ela V'Ruach Le'Sata, a spirit up in heaven, and a spirit that's down on earth in his body. Ubatchilo shnehem echad. Originally, they are both one. Va'oz hubchinas koidem abriya. And that's referring to the concept of before creation. Before creation, they start out as one. V'acharkach tzorich lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyel. However, afterwards, when we want to bring creation from theory into physical, into practice, into poyal, vazai nischalkem lebchina shtei haruchos. Then these two ruachs separate, this upper ruach and lower ruach. Rabbeinu Zal there bases some of it on the pasuk poiseach es yodecho umasbi lechol chayrotzim, that you have these, the yodecho, the hands. The Gemara says al tikri yodecho elo yudecho, that we have the two yuds of Hashem's name. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, has a yud in the beginning. Hashem's name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, has a yud at the end. And it's these two yuds, the yud in the beginning of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents the top of Machshava, and the yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which represents Soif Maisa. We say Soif Maisa b'machshava techila. This yud at the end and this yud at the beginning are really one. They start out as one. However, Rabbein Ezra explains there that in order to be moitzi mikoyach alapoyal, whenever you want to take something from theory and put into practice, you have to go through a process. And Rabbein Ezra describes it, he elaborates in that Torah about the three levels. That's why in between those two yuds, you have three letters here and three letters there, referring to three steps within machshava and three steps within maisa that you need in order to create something, in order to produce something on a physical level. So now, so Rabbein Ezra says there, ulahoitzi mikoyach alapoyal, and whenever a human being wants to take something from thought, koyach here means thought, into poyal, into action, hualidei hadibur, the bridge between them is dibur, speech. Speech is the bridge between thought and action. Ayin sham, look over there in chapter on the Qutman, Torah Samavov, where Rabbein Ezra elaborates on this a lot. Veze bechinas truma lakoyhein umaiser lalevi umaiser mina maiser shu truma shnia gam lakoyhein. Rav Nosson says with this you're going to be able to understand these three steps. The truma that we give to the kohen first, then the maiser that we give to the levi, and then from that maiser the levi has to take out another truma for the kohen. Ki truma harishayna ein lashir. The first truma that we give to the Kohen, when we say that a Jew is required from his produce to give truma to the Kohen, the Chumash does not describe any quantity. There's no definition of how much. The Gemara says, midoraisa, even a drop, chito achas, poiteres kol akri. One kernel of wheat is enough, midoraisa, to cover an entire pyramid, you know, a whole huge mound of grain. Because the Torah does not mention any measurement. It's the rabbis who went in and learned. They derive from the word truma, tre mimea, and they said a person who has a good eye gives one from 40, a medium eye one from 50, a bad eye gives one from 60. They learned it out. They derived it from Sukkim in the Chumash. Rav Nosson says, why? Why? Why does this first truma have no boundaries to it? Kihi bebechinas ruach delayla. Because that corresponds to that upper spirit, Shehu Bechinas Chochma. That's that first Yud of Yud Kevavke, which is Chochma. Ki Kulam Bechochma Asisa. Because Hashem has created everything. Everything originates from Chochma. Ki Hu Bechinas Yud Rishayna. That's that first Yud of Yud Kevavke, Shehu Bechinas Machshova Shebemoyach. That's the thought process, the thinking. Hainu Bechinas Chochma. Shehu Nikra Kodesh, that's Chochma, which is referred to also as Kodesh. Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. Bechor is Rashis, the first Chochma, which is also called Kedusha. V'alkein Ein Lo Shir. Now you'll understand why Midoraisa, Truma, has no amount. There's no fraction that's associated with it. Why? Kishom B'tchilas HaMachshava, Shehu Bechinas Koyach, Bechinas ruach deleilanal, adayin ein shom shir umido klal. Because up there on the top floor, when we're dealing with machshava, when we're dealing with that ruach deleila, there is no tzimtzum. There's no boundaries. That's why there's no amount. There's no fixed amount for it. Rak hiniteles me oimed umachshava, but rather, it's approximated. You take oimed, you know, without an actual technical measurement. Kihi bebechinas machshova shebamoyach bechinas koyachanal, because that corresponds to that first stage in creation, which is machshova, which is koyach, when the thing is only in theory, it's in thought.